Welcome to Practical Magic for Secret Mystics, written and read by Anna Kunicki of DeclareDominion.com. Roots in the ground, arms to the sky. That's how we're going to do this. Let's start with the prologue. No crystals required. Here is what Practical Magic for Secret Mystics is not. It will not teach you to magically conjure $2 million, use crystals to repel malevolent forces, or manifest a damn thing. There will be no channeling spirits, angels, or astral travel. We shall brew no herbs, neither shall we chant. Nothing here comes from an ancient pyramid, distant planet, or gleaming scroll. There will be copious profanity. All winking and nodding aside, Practical Magic for Secret Mystics is the practice of strengthening your emotional and spiritual muscles. It's a guided journey toward a deeper connection with your own inner wisdom that lays the foundation for a rich, beautiful, grounded inner life. This is the secret manual for powerful women. In the pages of this book, you'll practice drawing clear boundaries, tap into a discernment so keen it's almost spooky, deflect negativity and drama, trust your own instincts, and indulge in sensual pleasure and delight. It took me a while to figure all this out, because most of this information did not magically beam in from my angels or aliens or spirit guides. No, I learned most of it the hard way. See, most of my life, I felt broken, raw, wrong, full of longing. Growing up among devout Christians, my scary secret was that I knew that I was different from them. I didn't experience what they did. Instead of peace and love, I was filled with rage and pain. The more I went to church, the further I got from every kind of spiritual connection. So naturally, I kept going until I got so depressed I almost died, but that's a story for another day. Then in my 20s, adrift, I pored over stories of magical women, the healers of Avalon, the wise women who understood herbs and potions, mystics and sages and seekers and poets. I studied the world's religions over the years, too, but it turns out I am exceedingly allergic to them. You see, I was trying to figure out what was wrong with me and how to fix it. I wanted to grow thicker skin. The way I was, wide open, it just hurt too goddamn much. I felt like I was walking around with no skin at all. I was raw, tender, and triggery, prone to wild swings of emotion. I was sure I just needed to figure out how to get hold of myself, get tougher, grow a thicker skin, just be normal. So imagine my shock when I ultimately concluded that absolutely nothing was wrong with me. My thin skin and innate empathy turned out to be huge gifts and sources of immense joy, but only once I learned to work with them. After decades of searching, I finally found my way home. My spiritual life is so ineffably deep and beautiful now that I hardly even know how to talk about it, except to say that I feel loved and cradled every moment of my life, even in the bitter, difficult moments, truly. I believe that the universe is bursting at its seams with love for us. But I'm going to be honest, I floundered a lot along the way. I spent tens of thousands of dollars on therapy, classes, books, and mentors. I sifted through a ton of bullshit, snake oil, and nonsense. It shouldn't be quite that hard. I finally had to create my own secret manual because I never could find one. And I discovered that just like Dorothy, I already had all the tools I needed. I just didn't know how to use them. And you have them too. I've distilled everything I learned in my mystical questing into a 7-step process that I have refined over a decade. This is the exact set of practices that I use to navigate my own life, which currently is a tango between modern motherhood mayhem and ageless spiritual bliss. You see, the flip side of sensitivity is an incredible connection to a rich trove of information. It turns out we sensitive types have direct access to all sorts of wisdom. It's just that most people walk around oblivious to it. You can receive communications from your body, the great mysteries, and your own spidey senses. you can experience so much joy that it will light up your very cells. And most importantly, you can come to know who you truly are. That inner clarity will help you trust your instincts, make bold decisions, and sniff out fakers. Let me ask you something before we begin. Does this sound like you? Did you grow up hearing, "Don't be so sensitive. Stop being a drama queen. You're imagining things. Oh, you think you're special?" I know I did. Do you ever feel that you're just different from most people? Maybe perfect strangers tell you their secrets. You just know things. You get sad around depressed people. It's patently obvious what people are really thinking. You catch subtleties that others miss. You can read the emotional tone of a room. You have a really good gut sense about people that you were probably urged to ignore. Sometimes you can sense the world of spirits so close it catches your breath. You're moved by beauty, music, flowers, poetry. It pours right into your soul. But it's exhausting. You can't stand crowded social gatherings. You get rattled when someone loses their temper. You feel exhausted after being with people. You feel destroyed watching violent news and movies. You're tired of taking on the endless sorrow around you. Tired of worrying more about other people's problems than your own. Tired of other people draining your juice. I've got news for you, dear heart. You're not crazy. You're not a drama queen. You're not too sensitive. You're an empath. Or to use my preferred term, a mystic. The truth is, you have a special set of antenna, an invisible tool belt, a coronet made of stardust. But no one ever showed you how to use them. That heavy weight you've been carrying around, it's actually a box of treasure. Those sensations are trying to help you. You have access to more information than most people do. But there's no point in carrying around an encyclopedia if you don't know how to read it. I want to teach you what I've learned. It'll take your breath away, and it will also feel like you're remembering the oldest truths about yourself. You are stronger than you know. Once you learn to work with your natural empathic gifts instead of fighting against them, you'll find that you don't need to put on a tough exterior. You don't need armor or a facade. You can have a different kind of strength, a strength of spirit. It will help you stand up to bullies, draw good boundaries, and move gracefully through the chaotic churning of the physical world. You can nourish your tender mystical soul and still be an epic fucking badass. You can touch the heavens without floating off into la-la land. You can tap into deep magic and still pay your bills on time. Also, one more tiny thing, you can dwell in beauty, drink from the deep well of mystery, and let golden rivulets of pleasure run through you. Not everyone cares about this, but my hunch is that you do. That you hear the silent thrumming, or that you desperately yearn to. First, I have one thing to ask of you. I ask that you commit 10 minutes a day to this arena of your learning. If you can't do 10 minutes, do 5 minutes. We aren't building theoretical understanding. We're building muscle memory. The practices here will sustain you most powerfully when you work them into your life in small organic doses. So if you can't do 5 minutes, do 2 minutes. I am so serious about this because I don't care how busy you are, you can find 2 minutes. Even if it's in the bathroom. Welcome to the glamorous life of a mystic. On a more serious note, this is not the right thing for anyone who is seriously depressed. If your yearning has slipped into despair, then my darling dear, I beg you, please, please find yourself a kind, skilled therapist. You owe it to yourself and the world. Here are a few suggestions on how to use this book. You can go through each step 1 week at a time. Marinate in what gives your soul strength and joy. Or you can tear through each step a day at a time or read this book cover to cover in an evening. However you use it, if you use it, you will get results. Go at the pace that feels best to you. And as always, declare dominion over your own experience.